want to restate something I said yesterday, something about which I am completely convinced, and that's this. The reason we witness the total lack of celebration for all that is good happening in the nation, so clearly delineated last Tuesday in the President's State of the Union address, the reason for the total disrespect for heroes in the gallery, the venomous spirit that produced such angry expressions on so many legislators' faces, is not merely that they don't like President Trump, though some definitely don't like him. It's not that they desire to see him just fail as a president, though some definitely do desire to see that. It's really in many ways more simple than that. They are the owners. I'm talking about those that would not applaud, would not celebrate, sat on their hands with scowls on their faces. They are the owners of a globalist mindset. Hence, it's not really possible for them to celebrate anything that is uniquely positive for America, our nation, because it substantiates President Trump's America First emphasis, which is really, friends, a clarion nationalist agenda and goal. So, Sam, there's a prophetic component to that which our president has resisted at every turn, that which so many in D.C. have wanted for decades to see advance, something aggressively spearheaded by Barack Obama and would have been continued, if not escalated, by Hillary Clinton if she had been elected. And that is this concept of globalism. Now, what I'd like for you to do, Sam, is number one, explain globalism, if you would, in simple terms, and talk about why it is not just practically, but prophetically, it is the enemy of God, his word, and truth.
Dave,
big job. Great, Sam.
Well, it's a big job. It's a great question. And we've dealt with it here before. I think the best way that I can summarize that answer is by saying this. Again, when we talk about biblical worldview on this program, we're talking about how God looks at society, how he looks at the world. Gary made clear yesterday, and we cite often, Acts chapter 17 is perhaps one of the best chapters to go to, where it's called out where God actually designed the nations, even to the point of their geographical boundaries, before the world began. It's hard for us to understand this, but it shows the power and the reason for nations with boundaries, geographical borders, and each of them having like that's one big family in that nation. That's how God has put them together. People would say, now, why is that so important? Well, I'll tell you why it's important, is that nations have been used by God to further his plan of redemption, which again is a point of a biblical worldview. God is, he exists, God created, that's how we got here. Sin came into the world, precipitated by the devil, real live person, but then God in his plan provided a way out of that restoration called redemption through Jesus Christ. That is a biblical worldview. God put nations in that, planned from the beginning, and he put into that the nation of Israel as a way of picturing his plan of redemption and through whom Jesus Christ would one day come, which he did come. And we're now looking now as the world moves towards and as God focuses attention on Jerusalem, Zechariah 12:3, and Israel and Jerusalem as that burdensome stone. This is all a part of the continuing plan of redemption established from the beginning. But nations are a part of how God has used the power of government, of authority, to move and to push from time to time through history. But it's all been within the context of God demonstrating through Jesus Christ the plan of redemption for a fallen world. That is the big picture in a small sense of words. But globalism, Dave, is the concept where people say, I don't like that approach. I don't like that way that God has laid it out. I like what the people wanted to do at the Tower of Babel after the flood, where they said, we're not going to spread around and do what God said in established nations. We're going to have one big happy family and defy God and worship man rather than worship God. And God had to go down and spread them out. Globalism is really the concept saying, I don't like the plan of redemption. I don't like God. I definitely don't like Jesus Christ. And I don't like anybody that even looks like that, meaning the Jews and meaning Christians. And we're going to do everything we can to consolidate again and be like the Tower of Babel, and we're going to oppose anything that would be of God, which means Israel and Jerusalem and Christians, and therefore the United States, because of where we are right now. This is the battle of the ages. This is what we are seeing today, Dave. So those who have opposed the president basically are almost all globalist in their thought, because they are throwing off the borders, they are throwing off God, they are throwing off Jesus Christ, and they're throwing off all the things I have just said. And isn't it interesting that even in the election before the president was elected, he identified globalists as a problem. He also identified two more I'm going to throw in, Islam, and he identified the establishment. Dave, these three ideologies have always worked together to oppose God's plan that I just laid out, and they're working together today, and they need to be thought of as a unit because they are working together globally, because they're all in opposition to God, all in opposition to Jews and to Israel and to Jerusalem, and they all are in opposition to Christians and our nation as a result. That's the big picture as I would describe it.